Hey, this is Emma, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. I'm by myself today, which is kind of sad, but I'm going to be talking about all of the fantasy series I want to read, but I have been too scared to start, or like some other circumstances. But before we get into the series, I'm going to tell you what I'm currently reading. I just started the fourth book in the Plated Prisoner series by Raven Kennedy. This one is called Glow. I have read Guild, Glint, and Gleam, and now I'm on Glow. And these books are kind of big. I think this one is like 700 pages, which is kind of big, and I didn't realize some of them were this many pages, but we're reading it and I'm loving the series. So it's okay if I have to read a 700 page book. It's fine. Now let's get into some of the series that I want to read and have been on my TBR like forever. I'm talking like a year or more and I still have not read. Okay, I'm going to start off strong with Crescent City by Sarah J. Maas. And don't ask me why I haven't read this. Actually, yeah, you can ask me why, and I'll tell you. It's because they are so big. And I've heard that it's a lot of people's least favorite of all of her books and like series. And they're just massive. Like the first book is huge. And so that's why I've been putting it off, because it's literally so big. And Throne of Glass is amazing. ACOTAR is really good. So I just have really high expectations for Crescent City, but I don't know if it's gonna live up to the hype. So that's why I'm putting Crescent City off. If you loved Crescent City, please DM us and tell me to read it, because I want to. I'm just scared. The next one is Heartless Hunter by Kristen Cicerelli. And this has been on my TBR forever. And I think it's only two books, so I need to just read it. But I just haven't. I don't know why other books and series have just been a priority, or I have them on my shelf, so I'm gonna read them. I haven't bought Heartless Hunter, and maybe I need to just buy the duology so I can read it. But it's about a witch who is trying to hide her abilities, because I think witches are being hunted, and from reading Goodreads, she like falls in love with a witch hunter. That's what I'm guessing. He's trying to hunt witches, and she's hiding her ability as a witch, and they fall in love. But it seems cool, like magical. I have just not started it yet, and I really need to. I really need to. I've heard great things about it. I've heard the second one is a lot better than the first one. I really need to read Heartless Hunter. Okay. The next one I actually have had on my shelf since like March. And I need to read it, but I haven't. It is The Bone Shard Daughter by Andrea Stewart. So there's like magic, which is bone shard magic. And I don't know what that is, but there's magic. It's about like proving your worth, because from reading Goodreads, her father doesn't recognize her as his heir, like heir to the throne, and so she takes on bone shard magic, which is forbidden, to like prove her worth. And so it seems super interesting. I just have not heard a lot about it from other people, and I am someone who will jump on the hype of a book because other people have read it. And I know that's probably not the best. But I know I need to expand my horizons. But I don't know a single person who has read this book. And the Goodreads reviews say it's like an okay series. But I have it on my shelf. And my mom picked it out for me because she thought it was interesting. And so I need to read it. I just haven't yet. I'm scared that it's not going to be good. I'm very easily like convinced to read a book or not read a book. And I have just been convincing myself to not start the series for a while. Like I have the first book, and maybe it's because I don't have the second and third book. Maybe I need to buy those to get me to read it. But I think the biggest thing is I haven't heard anyone talk about it. And I wish I knew someone who's read it to tell me if it's good or not. But that's why I haven't started The Bone Shard Daughter. But if you've read it, let me know. Because I need to read it. Because my mom picked it out for me. Okay, the next one is Assistant to the Villain by Hannah Nicole. I think it's Mayer? I don't know. I'm sorry if I said her last name wrong. So Goodreads says it's Once Upon a Time meets The Office. And that already has me sold. I love The Office. I haven't seen Once Upon a Time, but I guess it's like magical in a way. Maybe. I honestly don't know. But if it's anything like The Office, like humor-wise, I'm so down. Goodreads says it's like a sunshine assistant for an evil villain. So I'm guessing sunshine girl, bad guy. And I have had this book on my TBR for a very long time in the series. And I know the third one just came out like maybe a few months ago. I don't know. And it just seems so cool. And everyone I've heard really enjoys it. So I need to just read it. And I just haven't yet. And it's really hard because I have so many other books I want to read. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But it's so hard when I have so many books I want to read that I either already have or are on Kindle Unlimited. But I'll talk about that in a second. Okay. The last series that I want to read is From Blood and Ash by Jennifer L. Armentrout, I think. My mom read this series and she really, really liked it. So I just put it on my TBR recently. It's about Poppy, who is a maiden. I don't really know what maiden means, but on Goodreads it says like you can't be touched. I think you're like innocent in a way, like you're pure. And she's getting ready for her ascension, which I don't know what that means. Maybe like ascension into society. I don't know. But then she meets a guard and he makes her question everything. And so it sounds super cool. The fact that my mom read it and really liked it, I figure I'm going to like it because she read the Plated Prisoner series and she loved it. And I'm reading it right now and I'm really enjoying it. So I need to just take all her recommendations and read it. I need to read From Blood and Ash. She's read so many fantasy series. I can probably make a huge list. And why I haven't started the series? Well, I just put it on my TBR. But I will get to it eventually. Now let's get into some of the series I've started but haven't finished yet. Because I have done that. Okay, first one, Twilight. I have only read the first Twilight book. I have not read New Moon, but I've seen all of the movies like a million times. So I'm not super concerned about like reading them back to back to back and not remembering things because I've seen the movies. And I know like the main plot points. But yeah, I've read Twilight. I need to get back into New Moon. I really want to finish the series like during the wintertime. So I have a few months. The next series I've started but haven't finished is Pines, or like the Wayward Pines trilogy by Blake Crouch. This series, the first book, I started the first book. Well, I've read it. I read the first book. Haven't started the second or third, obviously, not the third. And this book reminded me of The Truman Show, if you know what I'm talking about. It is like alternate world. Guy like loses his memories. It's honestly really good to go into this book blind because I feel like not knowing like what the book's about just makes it that much like crazier. There were a lot of great plot twists. I really enjoyed it and it was a really quick read. I think it was less than 300 pages. The reason I haven't finished it is because I don't have the third or the second and third book yet. So I need to buy those and then I'll be reading them. And it's a great like fall wintertime read because it's kind of spooky and eerie in a weird way. So highly recommend if you need something that like gonna make you use your brain because Blake Crouch's writing is very like sci-fi fantasy in a way where I guess not fantasy, more sci-fi, duh, but more sci-fi and he uses some science lingo and they're just topics that you would not think about without reading his books. So highly recommend Blake Crouch's books, Dark Matter. But Pines is really good. Okay, the next series I have started but not finished is the series I'm reading right now because I'm planning to finish it. But I'm on the fourth book and the first book of the Plated Prisoner series is very raunchy. And not really my cup of tea, but I heard that it gets less like that and more fantasy and like character development. And that is true so far. The third book has been my favorite so far. Each book has gotten better as the series has gone on. It's a romanticy. Yeah, but it's definitely giving Throne of Glass vibes as to like as far as the romance aspect of it. So Guild is basically this girl. She lives in a cage and she's gold. Like she's completely gold. And she lives in a cage. It's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome, you know what I'm talking about? And she's in love with this king. But he's not very good to her. And that is honestly mainly the first book. There's not a lot of like plot to it, but it's a great world builder for the rest of the series. The first book is definitely more, has a lot of intense scenes, if you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I had to skip a lot in Guild. I haven't had to skip as much for Glint and Glow. Just like a few chapters here and there, but it's really good. And I love the character development that is happening. So highly, highly recommend the Plated Prisoner series. Okay, the last series that I've started but haven't finished is The Boys of Tommen by Chloe Walsh. I've read Binding 13 and Keeping 13, but I haven't read Saving Six yet. And I'm scared, and I don't know why. I'm like not ready to get into Joey's story. But a lot of it is like there's a lot of crude language, and I don't really love reading that. But the story is so good. So I need to read it. I need to just dive in and read it. I might read it after I finish the Plighted Prisoner series. Because I just need to start it. I know I'm going to love it. I loved Binding 13 and Keeping 13. They were so good. Now I'm going to briefly talk about some books I've had on my shelf forever that I have not started yet. Okay, we're going to start off strong with three of Jessa Hastings' books. Never, The Time of Your Life, and The Conditions of Will. I've had these forever. I've had Time of Your Life and The Conditions of Will since they came out. And then I bought Never around the time The Conditions of Will came out. And I need to read them. I haven't yet. She's writing Never 2. Time of Your Life, I think, is going to be a series. And I think I'm just putting them off for those reasons. But I know I'm going to love it. I just have not started. I haven't been in, like, the mood after finishing Magnolia Park's Into the Dark. That book wrecked me. So, okay, the next book I've had forever is Beartown by Frederick Backman. Yeah, I think so. I've had Beartown since like last winter, and I just have not read it. And I plan to this winter, because it is about a hockey town, and I hear it's very slow, but it's also like meant to be that way, and you get the full effect because it is so slow, and you're just getting to know these people. So I'm excited to read it. But I just haven't yet. I'm waiting for the right time when the weather's chilly, which won't happen until like January in Texas. Okay, the last book I've had so long is The Summer. Okay, the last book I've had forever is The Summer We Ran. And I got it as a book of the month subscription thing. And it just like the cover looked really pretty. And I think it's about running for politics in like your local town or like governor thing, but it's like two people running against each other. I think they fall in love. I've heard okay things about it. I just haven't heard a lot about it, and that's why I haven't started it. And also I think it's just kind of like maybe a contemporary fiction. I don't know. Contemporary fictions aren't my favorite. So that's kind of why I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. I will eventually. I will read every book I own eventually. It's just a matter of time. Okay, y'all, those are all the series I'm scared to read, some series I've started but haven't finished, and some books I've had on my shelf, some standalones that I haven't started yet, but I've had them forever. So if you read any of things mentioned, any of the books mentioned, and you think I should read them next, please DM me and let me know so I can read those, because I need to. I want to. I just haven't yet. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.